Welcome to episode 118 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routines series. And today we're going to be talking all about how to get back on track once you've fallen off the bandwagon of your routines. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, I'm back. We came back from the States about 2 weeks ago already. Yeah, 2 weeks exactly. And this trip was amazing. It was so much more than I had expected, especially because I got to meet Dorsey. Dorsey is one of the listeners of this podcast, and we've been writing back and forth for a couple of weeks, and she lives in Texas. So when she heard that we're coming there, she volunteered to come and pick us up and take us to lunch and show us a good time. And Dorsey, if you're listening, thank you so, so much. You're so kind and so generous. You're an amazing human being. And I had tons of fun to spend some time with you. So thank you so, so much. Right after that, we headed to Podcast Movement 2015, which was incredible, especially because we got to hang out with our community, with the Podcast Incubator community, which was above and beyond any wildest dreams I could ever have, because meeting people who you consider to be your closest friends, your family, and to get to meet them for the first time, flesh and blood, it's mind-blowing. So the trip was amazing all in all. And then we came back home to Israel and a horrible jet lag hit us. And like, when I say horrible, we didn't have any jet lag coming to the States. Like we went to sleep, we woke up in the morning, bam, we were ready to go. And then when we came back home, I didn't even understand on what time zone I was living, because it wasn't the USA time zone. It wasn't New York. It wasn't Texas. I was living on, I think, Australian clock, which is really weird because I've never been to Australia, and especially not this time around. So it took some time to get adjusted back, first of all, to the time zone, and second of all, to get back from vacation and mingling mode to working mode to regular life mode. It's been a week and a half since the last episode of this podcast was published, and the reason for that is just that I've been sick and I've been jet lagged, and I just ran out of episodes basically. So I pre-recorded before we went to the States, and I created a few extra episodes just in case I'll be jet lagged and won't feel as well and I won't be able to record. And well, I needed to record more. So this is a lesson I'm learning for next time: record more episodes. So today I want to talk to you about how to rebound from something that is not in your routine back into your routine. So how to get back on track. And because I've just lived through this, this was very, very clear in my head. The process is very, very clear. And the process that I want to share with you has three simple steps. Now, this applies to vacations. It applies to going away for school. It applies for basically anything. So just listen carefully to these three simple steps and you can apply it to anything in your life and get back on tracks with your productive routines. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so step number one, like in anything in life, when you have too many things that you need to do because you're trying to get back on track and you try to do them all together all at once when you're not used to it anymore, even if you're back from just a week of vacation, that's okay. Don't try to get everything in order all at once. Start with step number one, with figuring out what are the musts. What are your big boulders in your routine? You can allow yourself to relax and focus only on what must be done. And once you outline what must be done, you can have 2 hours out of your day back on track. You can have 5 hours out of your day back on track. So prioritize them and decide which ones are your absolute must, and then start doing them. Now, step number two is to let go of the rest of the time. So any time that you're not busy doing one of the things in your must list, You want to be spending rejuvenating and resting and allowing your body and mind to get back on track. So you want to completely let go and then move on to step number three, which is slowly starting to introduce your routines back. So step number one was to figure out what's more important and start doing it immediately. Step number two was to let go of the rest of the things and allow your body to relax, allow yourself to get accustomed to the new routine, to figure out what's working, what's not working. And step number three was to start slowly but surely, one by one, to introduce back your routines and your habits until you're fully back on track. So the secret here is to listen to your body, to figure out what is a must and what you cannot, simply cannot drop the ball on. And everything else, just to introduce it slowly. I mean, in this scenario, I feel cold turkey will do no good, seriously, because you are back from a different climate, perhaps you are back from different time zone, or even from a different mindset. And that can be enough to take you off your track. And you want to introduce yourself to this track that you built slowly but surely, because you want this to be a habit. And habits are built over time. This is everything I have for you today, guys. I would love for you to share with me, what do you do to get back on track once you seem that you've fallen out or you just want to reintroduce some routines into your daily life? Share it in the comments below. I cannot wait to talk to you in our next episode. I'm super thrilled to be back and to be recording these episodes for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. And until next time, keep calm and hack time.